There's an even better way to estimate this risk and put this risk in perspective, and that's by resetting in theory, and this again, this is a calculation that you, that it's a theoretical calculation. You're not going to make this calculation unless you've actually experienced the losses. But we restate the net worth ratio as a as an adjusted net worth ratio or a risk adjusted net worth ratio. And like I said earlier, I hear some people calling this the NEV ratio or the shocked NEV ratio. But this is the your net worth ratio adjusted for the potential risk or for the opportunity cost or the market risk, as some people would call it. And our new net worth ratio is our new capital is 0.7. Remember, it was 1 before. And our new total assets is 9.7. It was 10 before. So, 10 divided into 1 is 10%. So our old net worth ratio was 1, or 10%. And our new net worth ratio is, as you can see there, 7.2%. So this is a theoretical risk-adjusted net worth ratio. Important to note, this adjusted net worth ratio is not does not need to meet prompt corrective action requirements. If your risk-adjusted net worth ratio turns out less than 7 or 6, it doesn't necessarily require a net worth restoration plan, and you're not coming under PCA rules. As a general rule, you would like to see this above 6 or 7, but often it's not, especially if your actual net worth ratio is 7 to 8 or 9% in that range. If you have some market risk there, your adjusted net worth ratio might be down in the 5 to 6%.